Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa.
So, First Folio.
Yes. First Folio is here. It's open. It's all a buzz. And this week there's lots to do surrounding Shakespeare and his plays. Starting Tuesday, Tuesday evening, the Tweed is doing one of their Tweevenings events. And this is, well, tweens are welcome, but everyone's welcome, really. Adults are welcome. And I love these events. They ask people from the community, from UMD, from professors, from art lovers, artists. But this Tuesday, they're going to have Dr. Jamie Ratliff. And Professor Ratliff is just phenomenal. She is such a wonderful addition. She's been at UMD 2-3 years, I feel like. I feel like she's always been with us because she's really just such a phenomenal addition to the art history team up there. And she helped curate a show. She curated a show in recognition of First Folio called Reviving Ophelia. And it is about historical representations of Ophelia in art context, but also there's some really interesting contemporary voices in the show as well, and she's going to speak about those. We have a local artist in the show. Sarah Brocky is in the show, but Dr. Ratliff will touch on sort of how that's come about, and it's really just a wonderful perspective on feminism in art. So that is Tuesday at 6:30 at the Tweed. October 15th, this Saturday, the Tweed is doing a family day all around the First Folio. Allison Owney, who is an art education professor as well as artist at UMD, is going to be leading families and kids and adults and everyone in between in art making as well as art looking. So that is always a fun adventure to do family day.
Okay.
Sweet.
I'm a little curious. I'm wondering if that family day around First Folio will involve writing plays or making a huge whomping book of a collection of everything that you've done in like a person's 5 years on the planet.
In the first 12 years of your life.
Exactly.
I really hope so.
Annie, I wish you'd check these things out. I wish you kind of do your homework a little bit better before you went on the air here with us.
I'm sure it'll be fabulous. Allison always does. She, wherever she goes, she brings color with her. I mean, it's true. Like, it sort of feels like, you know, how people talk about auras and whatnot. But Allison, you feel like there's this, like, you feel like there's confetti always, like, popping around wherever Allison goes. Because really, I've been to a few things that Allison has done, and there's always just so much color. So you think of First Folio, and you think of these, like, the black and white in the text, and the, you know, the book itself, you know, it's sort of, it is an interesting thing, because the book itself, you know, it's always open to the same page. It's not like you can flip through. They have a reproduction that you can flip through. But, you know, it's so fascinating that all this richness of storytelling that we're still exploring, we're still delving into. You know, you think about what sort of starting in black and white and leads to this full color in your brain of what's going on. It's really pretty remarkable. So there's all sorts of other events going on around First Folio, as I think most people know, but everyone should know. And they can check out the calendar at the UMD Libraries page and just type in First Folio Duluth and you'll see all the myriad of activities that are going on, because it's really fun to see the community get into it. So,
yep, and we'll have a link set up, of course, so it'll be easy for folks to find. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we will schmooze with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, the host of Where's Art, every Monday at 8:20 here on 103.3 KUMD.